Hello and welcome to our Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training Business Call. What we have in store for us here is a very special treat. We have a special guest to talk about to us. And the name of the presentation is Purpose to Profits. And our special guest is Andrea Allen. So what I'd like to do to start is to just tell you a little bit about the presentation and what we're going to cover. And then I want to tell you a little bit about Andrea, who's a very special, very dear person. This is all about getting your purpose, your deep desire to share, your knowledge and your talents out to others. Because we all know that we're passionate about helping people. We're passionate about helping people get on the right direction so that they can live purposeful lives by getting their health back, by getting their energy back. And a lot of times, a lot of our talents and skills get locked up inside because we don't know how to express it, how to get it out to the world. So our special guest today, Andrea Allen, is going to take us through the five simple steps to create your own signature program and how to turn it into big profits so that you can position yourself as an expert, attract clients and customers, and get yourself on stage and make an impact. And we know that that's all what we want to do. If we keep all of our knowledge and our skills locked up inside of us and we don't get it out there in a way that's packageable, in a way that's easy for us to explain to people and enroll, then it's going to go away with us and we need to get it out there. So let me tell you a little bit about Andrea. I first met Andrea when she approached me to be on a summit that she was doing called Yogify Your Business. And I was like, what? Yogify Your Business? What's that all about? And the more she told me about it, the more excited I got about what she had to share. And her message is taking the kind of experience of yoga, the relaxation, the mindset into our businesses so we're not doing this just business salesy approach to getting things. We're having all the juicy kind of right brained heart stuff in it. And I was really thrilled. It was a beautiful thing and a beautiful summit. And then she approached me again this year to be on a summit called The Gift of Presence. And it was all about not getting wrapped up into the materialism and the stress of the holidays, but instead really being present with the people we love. So, I mean, the stuff she does is just so full of heart. Yet she's a marketing and sales consultant, a trainer and a coach, and she's had lots of experience there and lots of experience teaching yoga. So she marries business how-tos and business knowledge with 14 years of teaching yoga. And that's how she creates and does business. And she wants to teach that to you. So she's the founder of Alignment Strategy Consulting, Yogify Your Business, Inspire Me to Be, Kids Musical Yoga, and Listen to the Leaders. She's been a consultant for high-end hotels and has over 18 years of communication and marketing experience in industries such as software products, yoga studios, hospitality coaching companies, and many more. So she's kind of seen it all, and she's infused these kind of yoga concepts into doing business. And I know we all come from our heart space, and we all come from the businesses that we're doing are not inspired by getting rich and being famous, although those are nice byproducts. We're really inspired by our love for people and our desire to make the world a better place. So she too is on a mission to align companies and entrepreneurs for growth, clarity, and joy by helping create unique and vibrant programs, trainings, and content. So welcome, Andrea. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Oh, that was so beautiful, and I am more than honored, Dr. Rita Marie, to be with you and with each one of you on this call. And I just want to really honor you in raising your hand of, you know, of this mission that you have of learning about not only your own health and the richness of knowledge and information that, you know, you're working with Dr. Rita Marie to be able to obtain, but your desire to really share this information and help others to feel better in their bodies and their life. And so I am just so excited to be here with you. And, you know, I hope that this, you know, the information that I share with you today helps to kind of simplify and inspire you that, you know, there sometimes it's hard to gather everything that you know, and like Dr. Ria Marie said, to put it in and package it in a way that you can share with others, to show them that there is a process and a way to obtain this information and to make the changes in their life. And so I have put together my Purpose to Profit program really to help people like you to do just that, to take all the information and to put it in a way that is uniquely and passionately yours. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't about having it all be one way. This is really understanding who you are, how you communicate, what you like to do, who you like to reach out to, and then find a signature program, and I can say it, or a signature talk, to communicate in a way that people connect with, and ultimately be able to exchange money for this knowledge and information to help make a big impact in their life. So I'm going to just jump right in. I do have so much information and to share with you today, and I'm going to kind of go through it with you. I hope that you're able to access the worksheet that was in, the information. If you weren't able to access the worksheet, I know it's hosted as a link on wherever you're getting your information on your website.
Yeah, it's posted, guys. Where you're watching this presentation, it's posted. A couple of things. It's Purpose to Profit worksheet. And then there's a link to her slides, a copy of her slides, link to her website, and then a free gift. So yes, it's right there on the left-hand side as you're watching this. So if you haven't already downloaded the worksheet, might be a good idea to download it and a good idea for them to print it so they can work with it throughout the presentation, Andrea?
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead and print it off. And that way, if you haven't already done so, that way you can be filling things in. I want this to be practical and usable information that you can just like take and run with. Not, oh, that was nice. I'll listen to it again later next week. I want you to just really start taking action now with this, because this is critical. This is critical information. So thank you.
Absolutely. And if you don't have access to print it out right now, open your computer, grab a piece of paper and a pencil. I'll ask the question. And this is about doing the work. And that's something, I feel very passionate. Anyone that knows me knows that like yoga, we have to show up on the mat. Mm-hmm. So we need to do the work required of us to be able to create the impact and the balance and the alignment and all of the beautiful things that come when we show up and do the work. So I really challenge you to take action on this call today.
Great. Thank you.
So creating a signature program that will set you apart immediately. So again, they were mentioned, positioning yourself as an expert in your field. So when you have a signature program and a very clear and concise title, tagline, and process, then you are able to market that way and become an expert in your field immediately. So the other thing that a signature program or a talk does will attract customers and clients. Again, it has to be in a simple and marketable way that really, again, is uniquely yours. So we want to do that to attract the people that we want to work with. And then we're going to get us on stages, interviews, media, all of that will come as we are putting out there this program that you have created. And then, of course, making an impact in your life and others. And I just want to touch on that for a second, because absolutely each one of you I know will want to share and impact and help others. Like, that is where our heart comes from. Mm-hmm. That is why we want to wake up in the morning to do. But I just want to say that as you step into this role, as you really start to change lives and see the impact that you have in others, it will change your life. It will change who you are. It will bring so much confidence and peace and joy and fill you up. So I just know that you come from that place of from the heart, but I just am so excited to know that the path that you're on will really change who you are. So I just want to share one quote with you by Eleanor Roosevelt. The purpose of life is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer. program and your desires. And I just want to reinforce and encourage and inspire you with that. So jumping in, we are going to go straight into step number one, which is connect with your passion, purpose, and gifts. So when we're talking about creating a unique and passionately your own signature program, we want to really come from a place of passion and purpose and gifts. So the first question that we have listed is, what do you love to talk about, right? We want to move into that heart center and connect with, what do you love? And so I want you to really just write down a couple things that you love to talk about. You love to talk about specifically sugar and how that, you know, what that does in our body. Do you like to talk about stress or how you can combat stress? Maybe there's different areas of nutrition, or maybe you just love to talk about nature, or maybe it's as much as politics, right? And so just talk, write down a couple things that you love to talk about. Next question I ask to help us think about this is, if you were to take a three-day escape, that you have 3 days to go and just take in or experience or learn, what would you do for those 3 days? Don't you think about that? Because when we create a program, we want to create something that you can't wait to learn more about or to do more. Spend your time. I made the mistake early on when I was creating a business. It was a great idea. I was helping people, but it was really not something that I was absolutely passionate about. I loved to do it, but when I had any free time, I would go over and learn more about yoga and business and that kind of thing. So I knew that my passions were business and yoga, and yet I was working in a different area. So I knew that I need to align myself where I was really passionately doing what I love. The last question is just a fun question, and what is it that you geek out on? This is a way to ask, what books are next to your bed? What are they about? What are you reading about? What do you want to read about? What do you like get excited about? So write those down. Next part is clearly defining our own gifts. Again, each one of us have so many talents and gifts. So the first question is, what do you think you're pretty great at? Well, write down a couple things. What are some of your strengths? What are you pretty great at? Next question challenges us a little bit, because we want to write down, what do other people think you're pretty great at? Sometimes they're different. It took me a while to listen to other people. People kept telling me, oh, you're really great at creating content. You're really great at, you know, putting into words what I'm really thinking about and wanting to create. And it took me a while to realize that I was pretty great at that. I could come up with names of programs and taglines and try and, you know, come up with these ideas, and that I enjoyed it. But what do other people think you're pretty great at? The last question is, what education, certification, and skills do you have? So I put that in because it's important to look back and see what kind of skills have we been accumulating. Obviously, you're part of this amazing program that really dives deep into a specific type of learning. And this is an education that you have specific to you as you gain this information. And that is absolutely a gift that you can share with others. Okay, so as we start to connect with that, we're going to move on, because we're going to start to process this information. And I know that I'm moving very fast, and often I spend weeks and even months going through these 5 steps. But if you truly do the work, you will start to come up with the ideas and information you need to create your own signature program. So moving on to step number two is discover your tribe and the problem you solve. So a tribe is really a group of people bound by common characteristics, habits, interests, and ideas, which really influence their reason for purchasing a product or utilizing a service. So when you describe a tribe, or it's really describing people that you will attract or people that you want to attract, right? So I recently was consulting with an entrepreneur who said, Andrea, I am attracting all the kind of people that I really don't want to be working with. And I, of course, love them, but I want to be attracting a different kind of person. And so for her, it was understanding who does she want to attract, and then aligning her words and messaging and programs to be able to truly attract that tribe of people. And so the answer that we understand what kind of tribe we want to work with by describing what kind of people you enjoy being with, right? We want to enjoy being with the people that we're helping. And so the question is, what kind of people do you like hanging out with? I put a PS in the slides and information because thinking about this, they don't just have to be like you. So we don't want to just describe someone exactly like you, because I love hanging out with people that are completely different than me. It's what makes me, you know, challenges my mind and thinking. And so, but I want you to take a moment and kind of describe what kind of people you like to hang out with. What are some qualities? Next question is, describe who your favorite customers or clients are, if you have them, or what you imagine they would look like or act like. So if you could think of the ultimate kind of person that you could help, could you describe that ultimate client or customer? What do they look like? And the next question is, what are their top three problems? Because when you think about the ultimate client, they really are going to have some problems that, again, the next one is that you could solve, right? So what can you do to solve one of these problems based on your passion, purpose, and gift? So you can see how they kind of build on each other. As we move deeper to really understand who it is we want to work with, what are their problems, and then starting to define problems that you can solve using these passions, purpose, and your gifts. Giving you a moment. And then I'd like us all just to take a deep breath together. Take a deep inhale and exhale. I know it's a lot of information and might require you to kind of move deep, so I want to bring you back into this present moment, which will help give you a little more clarity as we continue to move through this process. So we're moving to step number three, which is creating your signature program content. And this, of course, will take more time, more thinking, more taking a moment of silence, creating space to really understand what it is you want to put out there and brainstorm. And I call it heartstorming, right? So part of this process is allowing time to really brainstorm words that connect with you. But just to give you some top tips, we want to create a title for your program. And this title, you want to include solve the problem. So in the title, you want to be very clear. Use simple words that spell. There's one of my favorite books that you can get on Amazon. It's called Words That Sell. And it gives you thousands and thousands of words that really sell. And you can always go to Amazon.com and just type in some of the words that come up for you that you might want to use in a title of your program and see what other people are using. Also, to make sure that you're not using somebody else's idea, but look what's popular. Look what some of the other words that people are using to describe what it is that you, what problem you solve. The next tip in a title is I like to use that system, structures, process, any of these words that really show that you're going to take someone through a process of change. We're going to take them through and so I love to add that on or include that in a tagline somewhere. So the next little tip for creating a powerful title for your signature program is to keep it clear. Don't confuse people. You know, just really add that that clarity. And so those are my tips for creating a title. And again, that's going to require a brainstorm session with you to come up with an idea that really resonates and gets you excited and includes all of those tips. The next part of creating your signature program after creating a title is to create the structure of your signature program. So as you look at my program that we're doing here today, it is Purpose to Profit, 5 Simple Steps, right, to creating your signature program. So I try and communicate a structure, and I do that through action words. So if you look through how I've broken down my steps, I've used words, for example, connect. Step one is connect with your passion's purpose. And step number 2 is discover your tribe and problem you solve. Number 3 is to create your signature program and content. And the next one, number 4, would be deliver in a way that connects and transforms. And my step number 5 is attract your tribe to your signature program. So you can see that my structure is using action words. One of my favorites is using an acronym. So, for example, my husband created a program, or actually I'm helping to launch a program, which is called Pause the Moment. And so he has a program that's organized with pause, the word pause. So P represents the first process, which is programming. A would be awareness. So you can see he goes through U, S, and E, using the word pause to represent his program in a very clear and concise and organized way. So that's one way to do it. The next, I listed a couple more here. So you could have a theme. So this might be a theme along with your title. For example, if it's light up your body or heal, and you would use different aspects of healing. There's, you know, you might have a theme, you might have a metaphor. So you might use a metaphor to really bring out your program. Verbs, again, it's kind of like an action statement. Adjectives, so you might use adjectives where I use action and verbs. You could use adjectives. And then you might have your structure as a result. So what is the result that they're going to get? And you can call these, again, modules, steps, process, systems. But you will kind of break it down into a structure. Okay, I hope that has your mind going and allowing you to create. So we're going to go to the next one. And this is really advice and checklist for you when you are creating your process, okay? And one of the pieces of advice that I like to just add, which isn't included in here, is in your structure, I would not You can make it as little as 3 or up to 9. And I wouldn't go over 9 different points, if that makes sense. So you can do break it down into 3 steps or up to 9, but I wouldn't take it more than that. So that's my first piece of advice. The next one is a question to double check. And that is, does each module have a strong why or stand alone in importance? So each step of the way, you should be able to provide content and information that really helps them solve the problem in your program. So, for example, if I took away one of these steps, would it hold its own? So, for example, create your own signature program content. We could just take this one single step and spend a lot of time and energy and information diving deep into this process or this single step. And so when you look through each one, they can build on each other, absolutely, but we want to make sure that they can stand alone. The next one is consistency in your voice and content. So one of the things I do when I help people with creating the program is look and see if there is not a consistent voice or there's not consistency in the content. You want to make sure that your process is really consistent. So, for example, I use the action word in the beginning of each step, and that's just a way to create consistency. The next one, is there a clear action step to take? So again, with each module, process, step, system, you want to make sure there's an action step. So what does someone need to do to create change within that step? Next one is, does each one build upon the other? So I mentioned that we are creating a way, and I'm sure you need to start with a foundation of information, right? So the foundation of information that I give in this was understanding your passions and your purpose and your skills and your gifts. That is creating a foundation for you to be able to then pull what program and information that you want to share and put out into the world. So making sure that each of your system steps builds on each other. The last one is, does the last step end in solving the problem? So again, we start back into, what is the problem that you want to solve? How do you want to help somebody? And making sure that you're providing a way to help them solve that problem, to give them the information, to help them take the action steps to make change in their health, whatever that looks like for you. And the next question is just gathering more information and having clarity for you about the amount and depth of the content. So just try and maybe define or make a note of how deep you want to go. Obviously, Dr. Rita Marie has a year-long program that truly takes you deep into that process and change that she wanted to help share with you. And likewise, you should define, what is the amount of information and the depth of the content you want to share in your program. And what's beautiful is you could take a program and just give a little bit of information, and then you can truly expand and make that into a even more rich and in-depth program.
Awesome.
Okay, so I just added in, if you have any questions that popped into your head, my email is Andrea@inspireme, the number 2, the letter B.com, if you have any questions that are popping up for you right now. I'm going to move on and just keep flowing through, because I do want to open up the line, if possible, to answer any questions that you might have. But step number 4 is to deliver in a way that connects and transform. And so we want to deliver in our own unique way. And so I'm going to give you a couple delivery ideas. So maybe circle or write down which idea that you really like. And again, this is about you. You don't have to do it a way because someone else is doing it that way. You can do it a way that you like to deliver information. So here they are. Video training, audio training, written format, speaking gigs, up on stage, workshops, to do membership sites where you're providing consistent resource membership information. You could do live events, large live events. You can do educational type, certification type programs. You could package products. You can create gatherings. You can do groups. You can do one-on-one consultation and coaching. You can do in-person one-on-one, or you can do online. I love that Dr. Rita Marie does hangouts. Oh, I love that. So you really get to see her and be with her, but it's all online. She doesn't need to travel all the time, although she does that too. So you, when trying to understand how you want to deliver your information, you want to answer these questions. The first one is tune into your own voice. How do you best communicate? Do you like big groups? Do you like to be on stage? Do you like to be at home in your pajamas and would rather just really connect one-on-one with someone? Think about how you like to communicate. The next question is, what do you think is the most effective way to inspire change? So when you're thinking about that tribe of people that need your help, thinking about them, what do you think would really inspire change for them? Do you think you need to show up and be there one-on-one with them? Or do you think you could inspire change doing a Google Hangout? Or could you be on the phone with them or Skype with them and really connect with them in that way? Turn into your purpose. This is a question of what do you want to be doing? This is your deep purpose of being here. And what lights you up? When you start to ask these questions of yourself, you can start to answer the question, how will you deliver your signature program? Will you start to create a small gathering, people inviting them to your home, and connect with them in that way, and be able to deliver the signature program from there? Or are you wanting to do a Google Hangout or a workshop? Are you ready for a live event? Write down how you want to deliver your signature program. And I just want to add this, and from experience, that we can start in one way, and absolutely, as you create that impact within others, you inspire yourself to get uncomfortable and start to move into other areas of how you deliver. And that just comes naturally. We don't need to force that, although sometimes we need to reach deep in to get courageous, right? You know, I've had to get uncomfortable many times in how I, you know, need to get out there in front of people or show up. But start with how you feel comfortable, and know that you will grow into so many ways that you, it's hard to even let your mind think of that, but know that it will grow, and your strength and the impact within yourself, that confidence within yourself, you just are able to expand. And so I hope that makes sense. Okay, we're gonna keep going. And the next one is price. And this is, you know, really, I work individually, formula for finding that sweet spot. And my biggest question that I ask is, what price feels comfortable for you? We are all in different spots and how we're able to ask for money in exchange for our services. But this is a very personal question that you need to find something that feels good. Something that you can ask for. And then, just like I was talking about, you begin to expand and expand your price and be able to see how amazing you are and what that exchange would be. But I always challenge you just to put down a price that feels that you could ask for. And everyone needs a starting point. Some people can start somewhere, and other people need to start somewhere differently. But just when you have it organized, seeing the length of the time, how much time and energy, then you will find a price that you can go and get your client. Okay. The next one is step number 5, which is attract your tribe to your signature program. And so when I talk about attracting your tribe, I really think about these circles of the people that we enjoy, the circles that we already run in. And to describe 5 main groups or places you spend your time. And I'm going to say, I say besides home, but if that's one of your circles, if that's where you are, then I would put that. Because we absolutely can create a marketing tribe or group from home online. But I want you to include 5 main groups or places that you spend your time. So do you go to yoga class? Are you there connecting? Are you part of a church organization or group where you attend meetings there? This being part of Dr. Rita Marie's online group is a community. So maybe this is your circle. Do you go to a school or a community? So I want you to write down, what are the circles? Maybe you have a walking group that you go walking with. If you have a group of old friends, maybe your family is one of those groups. Your kids, your grandkids, your siblings. So look at those circles of influence that you already have. And we can absolutely come from the circle of each of those, or the center of each of those circles, and start to expand and move outward. You do that by really talking about our passions and communicating and attracting those people within those circles. It's a great way to start and a great way to expand our reach. So I have listed here 9 top ways to market, grow your list, and fill your signature program. So I'm just going to read through these, and I want you to maybe circle a few. Or highlight a few that you might, that might be a starting point for you. And again, you are all probably at different parts of how you are reaching out. So I'll go ahead and read through those for you. Number 1, send all friends and fans an email announcing your program. You don't need a list of thousands. Just start to share with your friends and people that you know within these groups an email actually announcing your program. Number 2, offer a free gift on your website to collect opt-ins. So this would maybe be a little bit more advanced for some of you. Some of you might already have a website. So this is a way to start to package a free gift. And this is just a free offering that you can offer. I said, you know, on your website to get opt-ins. But this could just be a free gift that you could offer someone you're talking to, or a way for them to show, to experience your service. And a free gift could be anything. It could be a little ebook, or it could be a little webinar that you've recorded. It could be a meditation that you have, you know, that you have recorded, or a free one-on-one session with you. To show them your experience, maybe a list of nutrition tips. So again, this free gift is just a way to help people understand a little bit more about you. Number 3, blog and comment on other people's websites. So this is a way to get out there in the online world, to start to establish yourself as an expert and be able to give other advice. And you can be guest blogger on other people's sites. People are really needing other information. You can write articles and all kinds of things. So looking into that. The next one, looks like I numbered wrong, but write your own weekly newsletter or blog to create a connection. So this is a way that you can start to create a list of emails where you are communicating and giving value to those people that have your that you have their email to. So you can continue to write, gather information and provide a blog or information. And again, this allows you to prove your expertise and knowledge by giving people information. And you can post that on a blog. Best ways to get a WordPress website and just set up a blog. You could do that very easily. And if you have any questions, just reach out to me. So the next one is connect and collect. So business cards, emails, at events, and wherever you go. So this is just about connecting with people, talking to them, be interested in what other people are doing, and start to gather information. So rather than just say, oh, it was great talking to you, then ask for a business card, ask them for an email, or ask them for a phone number and say, hey, I'd love to talk to you more about that. Can I get a way to communicate with you? And start to collect. The next one is speak on other stages. So this is a great way to start to use this information of creating a signature speech to get on other people's stages. So there's all kind of community events and ways to start to share your information, either on a literal stage or online. The next one is hold a workshop. I would say, or a gathering, or a full one-day event. Again, I'm not sure where you are in sharing this information and knowledge with people, but start to get out in front of people and just hold a local workshop. So one of the things that I recently just moved from Orange County, California, to a little town in near Park City, Utah. Part of that was just trying to slow down my life with my family. But this is a new community for me. So I recently just started a meetup. So I don't know if you are familiar with meetups, but it's this national way for you to easily create a gathering or event where you can bring people into your community and you can do anything that you want and really bring people together. So maybe that's a way that you can create a workshop or an event. Ask for referrals. So that's number 7. Ask for referral friends, colleagues, social media, shares, etc. So look at your group, again, your circles of influence, and start to ask for people to refer you. And I know that's hard, right? It's so hard, and it's humbling. But as we do this, we gain confidence, and we are able to help others. And that's what this is all about. You know, one of the reasons you're here of really gathering this information is to help and share with others. And this is one way to do that, is to ask other people. Number 8 is get interviewed on telesummits, radio shows, podcasts, or host one yourself. So as Dr. Rita Marie said, that I approached her as an expert to be on one of my events that I created called Yoga Fire Your Business, and another one, which was called Give the Gift of Presence. So I hosted these events. I connected with amazing experts. And in that way, I'm having this conversation with you today, right? So we create relationships with people. That's what we're doing. And I will talk more about that, but this is what everything is about. This is what marketing is about. And these are ways to be able to connect with more people. The next one is publish your program as an ebook and become an author. So publishing your own book used to be something that was almost unreachable for most people. Today, it's as easy as uploading a Word document and creating an ebook on Amazon within minutes. I know that's a simplified version, but it's absolutely possible for you to create and transform your signature program into an easy ebook to immediately position yourself as an expert. So which one of these really connected with you? Which one of these got you excited? I know that there's got to be one of them, or maybe there was a few of them. I hope that you highlighted them, circled them, wrote them down, as these is a way for you to really share the signature program with others. The last slide that I have for you says your say yes sales conversation technique. And, you know, we could have a year-long program on the sales conversation. There is so much information out there. But as Dr. Rita Marie said, I'm all about this, just honest, true, aligned way of marketing. Coming from that authentic place within you. And the way to do that, and to simplify that, is to truly be present with the person in front of you. That is the only way that sales are made. When we connect with someone, that being in front of you, and the only way to do that is to truly show up as yourself, to be you, to come from that place of, you know, passion and heartfelt desire. And when you do, and when you are there, you stop the stories in your head, you stop coming from a place of, I want them to buy my program. And you come from a place of learning about that person, understanding their needs, their problems, and really coming from that place of how you can help that person. That is the way the sales conversation goes. Be present with them. Stop the stories in your head that limit you from really showing up. Sometimes we come from a place of, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. People don't want me. I have to be a super expert. Those are the limiting stories or thoughts that might stop us from being present with someone. I'm not sure what they are for you, but I challenge you to truly be present. Know in the moment when we connect with someone, we learn about them and we share with them our heart, our passion, and this signature program that you've created that comes from you. It is a part of you. Then that is when someone says yes. They say yes because they have connected and know that with your help, you can together make a difference. And so that is my sales conversation technique. And always, and I think that's the only way for me to really enter into any kind of sales conversation. I hope that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I hope that resonated with you. To finish up, that is our five simple steps, really. And the slide says kind of something different. I do, we can go through all these steps in a six-month program, which I often take people on, this journey of really putting together a signature program. But I hope that it was enough for you today to really go back and look at and do the work required to create clarity and inspire you to put together a program and to really share it with those that you can help. And, as part of this program, I did offer, I said 15 minutes, but this is 30, so I'm happy to jump on the phone. If you have questions or thoughts or you're feeling stuck in one of these steps, if you wanted me to brainstorm with you, then I'm offering that. I know that I offered a link that you could click on. It has a page where you can access this, my free conversation with you. I'm happy to do that. And as well, I was trying to, think of a way that I could just offer you something really juicy. And I often do VIP days where I just work with someone, really dive in and get them something really going. But I wanted to offer something really reasonable, and I offered a mini VIP day where I could just really sit with you and get you clear on creating a title and a tagline and really look at your process. And I've included also in helping you put a logo example together, a couple logos for you, to really show you what's possible. And that is, I think I usually charge like not $497, and I'm just offering that, I believe it's like an hour and a half session for $99. So that's all on there. If I can help you, then that's why I'm here today. So you can just click on that link. It takes you to either schedule that free session with me or the $99 mini VIP day with me.
Thank you. That's very generous of you.
Was that helpful?
I think it was awesome. I think, you know, the connection that I've made with you, you know, just from the times we've interacted in the past, is that your heart is all in it. And it's so many people in our programs, you know, there's so much marketing out there that's kind of sleazy and kind of trickery. And you're all about coming from a place of putting together a program that resonates with me. Like, I'm just talking from my perspective, like, what is it that I love to do? So I'm not doing something that I'm like, oh God, another person signed up, now I have to do that. And that I can really see the value for someone else and just be present. Just be present with them and say, hey, look, this is what I have to offer, and do it in a way that's going to jump at them. And I love how, you know, you weaved in the heart, and you weaved in, like, you know, you got to use words that sell, face it. You can't just say, oh, come please work with me. You know, creating something of value that's going to resonate and it's going to help people. So I appreciate that. And I would love to hear from others if, you know, if you have questions for Andre or just comments about how this was for you, just raise your hand with a star two and we'll open up your line and you can comment or ask questions. We'd love to hear back. And you can just go to the Q&A and type in any questions or comments you have for Aunt Andrea. But I think this was awesome. Cassandra says this was very helpful. Thank you, Andrea. So, yes, I think.
You're welcome, Cassandra.
Tony. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Dr. Marie. Hello, Andrea. How are you? I'm wonderful. Hello. I found this so helpful. I found a lot of things helpful, but what I really found helpful was the discussion about delivering your signature program and, you know, finding things that resonate with you and not things that that you do because everybody else does. But I also found, for me, I had to experience it to determine that it didn't work for me.
That makes sense. Absolutely.
So for right now, I'm learning that if I speak in front of small groups, like at Whole Foods, and talk about what I do and what I love and how I, you know, I geek out on nutrition and what it can and can't do for the body, that's good for me. I like doing. I just recently did my first series of webinar training through Instant Teleseminar, and I love that.
Woohoo! Good for you.
Congratulations. That is huge.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
No, I was going to say, make such a beautiful, beautiful point. So, you know, there's so many ways to go out there, but sometimes we don't know that we're going to love being on stage until we actually get up there and try it. And that's, you know, that's tough to do. And sometimes we have to, it feels uncomfortable all the way until we get off the stage and people come and share their thoughts and how we help them. And then you're thinking, oh my gosh, I love that. So I love that. That's such a beautiful point.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I just have one other question about meetup groups. And I've been toying around with meetup membership sites and all that. And I have this group of people that they love talking amongst each other, but if I'm not the moderator or the person that kind of brings them together, it doesn't happen in a way that's good for everybody. But I am not convinced that I want to do live meetup, live membership. I is it possible to do a meetup through webinar or through instant teleseminar and have it be just as effective as a live meetup?
Absolutely. I mean, I say absolutely, but I mean, Dr. Ray, you do Google Hangouts all the time. And that's something online. There's all kinds of webinars. I connect deeply over the phone and through these webinars with people. I think there is something special about meeting someone in person, right? And actually looking in their eyes and being and sharing that space. So I think there's deep value in creating a local community and showing up. But absolutely, this is what I was kind of sharing, that if you don't prefer that, then you don't need to do that. You can create deep and meaningful relationships over the phone, through email, through webinars, through Google Hangouts. There's so many ways to do that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that if you want to set up a meetup, and you can call it a virtual meetup, you could call it a phone meetup, however you want to call it, but you can let people know that, hey, we're going to meet on Thursday at 7 p.m. and this is how you connect. Here's the phone number. Here's the PIN. And you get them in and you do instant teleseminar instead of doing the lecture mode like we normally do when we're speaking. You just put it in party mode. All guests can talk, and you just can lead it in. You can lead it with a key question. So, you know, what's the healthiest thing you did this week? You know, what are your biggest challenges? And everybody gets to share. There's lots of ways to do it, and I think it's an awesome way to do it. Because Meetup is another avenue, right? It's a sale. It's a marketing avenue that's free.
Yes.
And you position yourself as an expert.
Yes.
I really, really do like that. It's not that I don't want to do some of the whole food groups and all that, but just it's just a matter of limited time not being able to reach as many people and picking up people who are interested in what I do from Georgia and Texas and California, and trying to find a way to connect all these wonderful spirits in that way. But I love that. Thank you so much. It was really, really helpful. I'm gonna explore this and work on it.
Yeah.
Really, thank you.
Yay, congratulations.
Good for you.
I just want to add one more piece of advice, is to create consistency. So set a date, set a time. You know, you can do it as much as once a week or, for example, the last Thursday of every month. So just create a consistent event, and you'll watch that grow with that consistency.
Yep. Especially if you use Audrey's recommendation of titling it well, like a really nice title for your meetup that's going to attract people.
And that was the struggle I'm having right now.
Yeah.
I've been playing around with this in my mind. I need to play around with it in my heart. But that's my struggle right now. I don't want it to be just about blood sugar balancing, and I don't want it to be just about healing your gut. And I don't want to occupy everybody's time because I know it's limited. So
shoot me an email. Part of, I offered my time, so I'm happy to brainstorm some meetup titles with you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll let somebody
else jump in. Awesome. Thanks, Tony, for sharing. So we have Maura and then Lynn. So, Maura, hello.
Hello. I wanted to tell you this was so very helpful. It was great. I can't believe it. My husband's like, oh, I put the phone on you, because I'm like, this has been the best day ever. My kids just finished their exams, and I want to tell you, since you called on me, we're headed to Park City to go skiing right now.
Yay.
Really? Oh, no way. Yes. So we love Park City. It's great. We're going to love Utah, and my son just got accepted to the University of Utah. So we'll be out there. So hopefully we'll meet in person.
Well, email me, and I'd love to have lunch. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. So it's the Sundance Film Festival, as I'm sure you know.
Yes. Yes. Shoot me an email. I'd love to meet you.
Okay. That would be great.
There.
Yeah. All right. And so I just wanted to tell you, it was very helpful. It got my head really thinking. As Dr. Reedy knows, I love to be amongst people and work with other people, so I keep thinking I need a partner to do any type of program that I want to do, but hopefully you've inspired me that I don't necessarily need a partner to feel the connection, that I can do this on my own and do something where I'm connecting with a lot of other people. Yes, I love that. that's probably really great for you, as far as just knowing that you can do it, that you have everything you need to really make something yours.
Yeah. So you've really, really inspired me to start to move forward. And you can just tell how genuine you are that it comes from the heart, because I keep helping people. And as I told my husband, I hear I'm supposed to be packing this morning, and I have a friend who has a daughter with special needs, and she's trying to get her to go gluten-free and dairy-free. And in the meantime, I'm texting her back and forth, like, different suggestions and things to do and cookbooks. And I'm like, oh, I have to start packing. And then to my husband, I'm like, obviously I am, because I keep waffling if I've chosen the right path, because I've had health issues myself, and so it's kind of, I've lost all my confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do this? Because I can't seem to get myself the health that I want. Mm-hmm. But just this morning, reassuring myself that I had all of a sudden dropped all my packing, dropped everything that I needed to do, and was texting my friend away, you know, for half an hour, 45 minutes. I'm like, okay, Maura, that's obviously something you're passionate about, helping other people.
It is, and you are talented. And here's the thing, you just discovered, and this is an avenue that most people don't even think about when they're putting together a program, but you may have a program where you're giving people your cell phone number and you're doing text consultations and they're paying a monthly fee, and you may talk to them once a month, but you're in between, you're texting them. That might be a real convenient way. You may give them parameters, like, don't text me between these hours. And then you expect a certain length of time before you get back. But you got to be creative. If that's what fits your lifestyle and what you enjoy, that might be part of what you build into a program. So just think about that. Like, think about the ways that you help people, the ways that you communicate, and how can you creatively, the ways you love to, and how do you bring that into a program and make an offer for people who maybe don't have the time or want to, you know, come and see you in person or even get on the phone, but they want to have that, I can ask you questions when I need to. So just a thought.
Right. That's a beautiful idea.
Yeah.
That's great. Cause that was my friend, because she's dealing with all these issues with her child with special needs, who's being very demanding. So she's like, oh, I can't talk to you. I wish I could. But right now, while I'm going through this, I can't talk to you.
Right.
Oh.
So yeah, just
you.
A thought that came, you know, I do that with some people, not a lot, but it works very well. It's very easy and convenient and portable. So, but thank you for sharing. We're going to move on to Lynn and have an awesome time skiing. I'm jealous.
Yeah, really, please reach out to me. I'm going to be over there in and out. We can get at a coffee shop or something. So
that's awesome.
All right.
Perfect.
Okay,
great.
No. And your information is obviously on the computer, right? The email.
Yes.
So my email will be there. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
For everything.
Bye-bye, Maura. All right, we have Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hello. I just wanted to say thank you, too. While you were going through the steps and talking about your passion and the people you work with and the books you read, and it just suddenly became very clear to me. It just must have been the way you said it, timing, because I've gone through similar processes like this before. But suddenly it just all clicked, and pieces of my past just kept coming up, because even when I was waitressing at the truck stop, I'm still delivering information about having a green juice or a green smoothie, and so no matter what I did, it was all around that, and the information about energy and healing herbs and wild edibles, and it just became very clear. And as you spoke, a lot of things became clear. And I have a website, and it's very general, because when I built it, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I just want to thank you for that. And I also, I got some really nice ideas about different things I could do. I live in a really remote area right along the Minnesota-Iowa border, where there's more hog confinements than people. So I was going to set up a time to talk with you about picking your brain for different avenues to get my, what the people I should be connecting with about. It's not that there won't be anybody around here, but I don't think I could make a living off of the people around here.
The whole world is at your fingertips. You don't
exactly
need to be anywhere. The whole world online is at your fingertips and is available as you start to put into certain, you know, specific ways of reaching out online.
Absolutely.
So there are lots of ways you can do that without needing anyone around you.
Yeah, and you just proved that, Andrea, by just picking up and moving from, you know, L.A. to Utah, not missing a beat. You know, you just, here, I just picked up my business and move it wherever it goes.
Absolutely, and we were, you know, ultimately looking at moving to another country on an adventure for a year. And I can continue, I wouldn't have to stop for a moment, just continue to,
go
from anywhere, which is one of the most beautiful, powerful aspects of creating a signature program that is available to, you know, and delivering it in ways that no matter where you are, you can offer that.
Right. And I'll be out there sometime this summer, probably June. My daughter's getting married out in Utah, so I'll connect with you too.
Awesome.
And reach out to me and we'll brainstorm some more ways that you can expand your online reach. Okay, Lynn? Thank you so much for your feedback too. I really, really appreciate that.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. And thank you, everybody. And there were a few comments I just want to read to you that people, you know, people's responses. Cassandra said she had a vision statement session with Andrea early this month, and it was very beneficial. She's awesome. So, yay. And then Steph said this was really helpful. I learned some things I hadn't considered before. Thank you for the call. And Pam said this was very helpful. I like the ways of aligning our values and binding our tribe and then attracting the people we can help. I love it. And then Cassandra said, this class was perfect timing. Tracy and I were talking earlier about how to hone in on our niche and develop our signature program. I'm going to spend some time later to go through these questions again and come up with some programs. And I would highly recommend for all of you to do that. Like, you know, Andrea had a certain amount of time to go through these, and some of these are thought-provoking that you could sit with for a half an hour for some of these questions or longer. So really carve out some time. You can carve out some time to go back and re-listen to the content piece. It was about 45-ish. Minutes for 50 minutes, so you can listen to that and then just take your worksheet and really hone in, because the more you hone in on this stuff, the easier and easier and easier it's going to get to just, you know, just come from your passion when you're talking to somebody without like feeling nervous or sleazy that you're going to try to sell them something. No, you're trying to enhance their life, and when you're really clear about that, it just comes through and people are going to be flocking your way. So thank you so much again, Andrea. I just so appreciate it. And then if you guys, again, if you click on the side, and we'll include it if you're not on the live call and you're listening to this on the recording, there'll be a link right there to the free gift and to the slides and to everything you need to see and hear. So thank you very, very much. And just to let you guys know, coming up next will be a very good follow-on to this. Next month, I've got someone coming in to talk about how to get speaking engagements and then use those speaking engagements and structure them so people are just like, okay, I want to work with you. How do I do this? So that's going to be a great follow-on. So I would highly encourage you to take this information and use it and come up with some ideas for your signature talks and your signature programs so that then when we have our lesson or a talk next month, you'll be able to say, oh, well, now I can get a speaking engagement here, there, or everywhere, and start to actually get people into these programs. So,
that's such a great follow up because, when you're on stage, you want to make sure you're clear on the program that you offer, and so that is a beautiful next step. And I just want to say thank you again for this time, Dr. Rita Marie. Such an honor to be with all of you. So, thank you.
Thank you again, Andrea, and thank you everybody who showed up.